Welcome to Sports Central. I'm Rick Drewer.
I'm Phil Fechner.
Well, Phil, I see that your favourite cricketer's on fire.
Well, only in district level though, Rick.
Oh, really? Why? What's
the story? Can't make a run for the Redbacks, but 201 on Saturday, I see. So
201.
And out.
Not out. And it was 188 not out the week before.
Whoa, that's a fair old average. We wouldn't even have an average yet because he hasn't been out.
That's right. Yeah, but
he's on fire. Well, he's a run-making machine.
Well, at Premier League level, but I've got something. I thought I should try to support your views.
We're going to tell the listeners who we're talking about.
Well, we're really talking about Jake the Leeman.
Oh, that'd be sun off, wouldn't it?
It is, indeed. Yeah. 188 not out and 201 not out.
It's unbelievable.
However,
oh,
his three Sheffield Shield performances.
Right, here we go.
8-0-0.
Wow.
Now, this is the frightening thing, and I guess it indicates the differential of standard from Premier League cricket to first-class cricket. But I thought to support your views concerning the fellow, I thought I should dig up a little bit of statistical evidence.
We love statistics.
Now, we do, don't we? Would you believe, since the start of the 2017-18 season, our mate Jake Leeman has had 46 first-class innings.
Yep.
42 for the Redbacks and 4 for Lancashire. In those 46 innings, Leeman has managed to get past 50. Have a guess how many times.
Oh, 46. It'd have to be 20?
Well, you'd think that a first-class player...
He's a batsman. Well, that's what he's paid for.
He's got past 50 on 8 occasions.
Eight?
Ooh. Right? He's scored less than 20 on 26 occasions, including 6 ducks and 19 scores of less than 10.
I would say he's struggling.
Well, I reckon that's being very kind in the description of his first-class cricketing form. You know, it's all very well to get Premier League runs or T20 runs or whatever, but the real game of cricket is 4 or 5 day cricket. And there's the statistics. Yeah. And as much as you might want them to be bent or twisted, that's the way they are. The other thing that is interesting, I think, is that it's been talked about for ages in both football and cricket, but surely when you see something like that, and they're on big money, even at first class... Surely contracts should be on performance-based.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, really, that's ridiculous.
That is.
And I guess partly we've got the imbalance of cricket, which can easily happen between bat and ball, or dictated by the state of the pitches.
Mm.
Now, half a dozen years ago, a bloke could hardly make a run in Premier League cricket because... the ball was dominating the bat, mainly through questionable pitches.
Yep.
Now, we've got the absolute opposite. Would you believe that in last weekend's Premier League cricket, Northern Districts made 317, Glenelg made 252, Tea Tree Gully 316, Adelaide 222, University 406, and East Torrens 386. So, throw into that... bear in mind, as I said, half a dozen years ago, you couldn't find a bloke who could make a century. 8 people made centuries.
Well, there's only one team. I've got it here in front of me. Kensington didn't get a centurion batsman, and he made 78, Doyle.
Yeah.
Otherwise, everybody had one or two in their sides.
Yeah. Yeah. So now we've gone to the complete opposite extreme. Now,
why is that? Have they got these drop-in pitches, or what's the story?
I haven't looked at some of them, but I've got a feeling that what's happened is that they're playing a lot of cricket in the park where the redovelment is.
Oh, Rolton Oval.
All those sorts of things. And so I think what happened was that a dictatum came out that they had to improve the pitch standard, but they've gone from the sublime to the... It's almost like the state game between South Australia and Victoria when you look at 406 in a day's play in Premier League cricket. Quite amazing. Anyway, that's it. I think we can't judge... I mean, I really do believe that Leeman's stats indicate that really he should be given a spell.
But he won't, no, because he's made 201 again at this level, and they'll think, oh, well, that's good enough. He's in again the next match. You won't see anyone make Norton one.
That's right. Anyway,
it'll continue
another
on.
Another one of your favourites. I see your favourite tennis player.
He's back.
Is back.
All is forgiven. Well, all is forgiven.
Leighton
said he's come around. He's talked with him, and he's come around and really looking forward to representing Australia in Davis Cup again. It's run a bit different now at Davis Cup. It was run over the whole year, week here, week there. Well, it's all done, bang, just before Christmas, I think it is, overseas somewhere, and it's all out the way. Hewitt doesn't like the format, but he'll run with it.
He obviously likes Nick, though. Nick Kyrgios.
Oh, he's back. Yeah, he's a total... He's revamped his attitude, and oh yeah, it was sickening to listen to.
That's until he plays his next match, isn't it? Or what do you reckon?
Oh no, I don't like it. But anyway, he's back in, and I mean, let's face it, the guy can play. He's just
he's a tool.
Yeah, between his ears, isn't it?
And I tell you what, I thought was, I don't know whether you caught it, but Federer has just beaten our Aussie,
yes,
Alex Diminor.
Yep.
He's only 20-odd, I think.
Yeah,
or something
he's
like that.
Early 20s, I reckon, yep.
The contrast was... I just saw the presentation after the final. And, I mean, I know he's been around and he's got a great reputation, but Federer was absolutely fantastic. He spent most of his victory speech praising Alex.
Yep.
And saying, words to the effect, it was a pleasure to have my first match against you, and there's only one direction you're going from here, and that's to the top.
Yep.
And he's about to get into the top 20. And I just thought, you know, what a gentleman, and compare that, unfortunately, to our
Don't
Aussie.
Compare him.
I mean, the thing, I don't care. I mean, you're right, he can play.
Yeah.
But you can't have a guy representing Australia who basically sledges Australia.
Yeah. Oh, he absolutely bagged the living jeebies out of the whole Davis Cup and... You know, I don't want to even represent Australia. And where's this effect? That was when they diced him out the last time or didn't get picked. And now all of a sudden he's back and it's all forgiven. And
I think you're absolutely right. And the worst thing of all, it sends the wrong message to the young kids that, you know, well, it doesn't really matter how you carry on, like a pork chop or whatever. You know, a bit of, you know, a few weeks down, all is forgiven, and let's get on with it. Speaking of all that, that probably applies to David Warner, doesn't it?
How's he going?
Oh, he's back.
He's back.
He's
front
back.
Page of the paper,
back. He's Mr. Perfect.
Oh, okay. So all those scores over, they're gone, they're wiped, and he's got 100.
He's got 100. He only made one. He got a few runs in one of the Shield innings and then failed in the other two.
Yeah, but I see Smithy's struggling too, isn't he?
All is forgiven, though. I mean, he's made 100.
Right. Yeah.
But it's 100 against a very strong attack, Sri Lanka.
Name their opening bowler.
I mean... It's. I know that cricket is not, despite what we'd say, isn't a worldwide game. It's basically a game that's been, it's come out of the Commonwealth.
Mm.
You haven't got the vast majority of countries playing it. And unfortunately, in the attempt to promote the game, which I'm all in favour of, you've got countries basically playing the top half dozen countries who really shouldn't be. I mean... I know that you are an excellent tennis player, and I know you did very well in your one cricket match, but to be honest, I reckon you could have made runs against Sri Lanka.
I wouldn't have minded having a go.
Well, honestly, I reckon you might have been right around the mark. I mean, I think in reflection of it, and to be fair, you can argue that 100 is 100, whether it's in the backyard or mums or whatever.
I made plenty of hundreds in the backyard.
But, you know, when Australia can score... 233 off of 20 overs, and Sri Lanka score 99 off
99.
Of theirs.
99. They declare.
Well, they didn't quite. They didn't quite get the Davy standard. But the funny thing is that, you know, the media's got a lot to answer for. I mean, I can't believe, other than the fact that they want to now forgive and forget and promote David Warner for whatever reason, I'm not quite sure. But in actual fact, other than saying 100 is 100, the captain Finch actually set the pace with 64 off of 36 balls.
Oh, wow.
And then Maxwell, who's got this amazing T20 rep, he's actually scored 62. Finch made 64 off of 36. That's
right. No,
and Maxwell, 62 off of 28.
Wow.
And so they did, at least as other than not reaching the magic three figures. And I'm not sure that a game that's 233 versus 99 in a T20 game warrants a front page picture, but there you go.
Well, hey.
And our favourite journalist, Richard Earle.
Yes.
He's at it again.
Yep.
Headline in his article, Warner regains respect.
One innings.
And that turns everything around. He obviously has burnt the sandpaper.
Burnt his figures that he scores in England.
Forget that David Warner holds the world record now as an opening batsman who's completed 10 innings in a test series and has scored the lowest aggregate of all time.
Well, there's another record he's
got. That's right. But he comes back here, fails in 2 out of 3 Shield innings, makes 100 in a T20 game against Sri Lanka.
That was his first one. Did you know that, Rick?
And he's back.
Yeah, he's back.
All is forgiven.
Yep, he'll probably captain Australia yet now.
Well, he could be. You never know. Unbelievable,
Rick,
I reckon.
Let's not go there.
Oh, I think that's...
Have the Redbacks played lately, Rick?
Well, no.
They didn't they?
Yes. Yeah, and...
They won that.
Yeah, they did. They did okay. The big test is that, unfortunately, I wouldn't really want to be one of the Australian test selectors at the present time because, as was proved in England, the batting basically is woeful. There's not one named opener.
Yep.
In first-class cricket, who's basically made any runs, including Warner, although the coach has guaranteed that he's playing and opening the batting in the first test. Smith picks himself. And then after that, I mean, you know, they could hold a raffle on who's going to be the other opener. Unfortunately, the bloke that I think I would probably open with hasn't made any runs either, and that's Khawaja.
Yeah.
But then you go back to whoever. I don't know.
Might have to bring Swampy Marsh back. Well, whose lad's got a crook hand, and these so bring the whole man back for one more run.
So it is hard. And you see, you know, even who's going to bat, I mean, Travie Head hasn't made any runs. He got dropped for the last test in England. So he would want to make an absolute monster in this last Shield game before the first test is picked. I don't think he'll get picked. I think Pekoski, or however you say it, will, from the young kid from Victoria. You've got Shane Warne and all those pushing his barrow.
Yeah, yeah. That all helps, doesn't it?
Well, it does help. I mean,
how's Bobby Simpson going?
And the other thing, of course, is that even if Travie was making runs, he's a South Australian, and you're behind the eight ball bat on Adelaide Oval.
You.
So yeah, that's right. Should have played 100 Test matches.
Could have now. have we got a joke?
We've got a joke.
Oh, now, where we go?
Now, this, I reckon the producer, we've run it past the producer and she's given it the okay, so...
Oh, I don't know whether she really did, but anyway, we're going with it.
She didn't say no.
No.
Let's put it that way.
No, no.
Right. Okay, picture this. The room was full of pregnant women and their partners and the class was in full swing. The instructor was teaching the women how to breathe properly, along with informing men how to give the necessary assurances at this stage of the plan. The instructor then announced, "Ladies, exercise is good for you. Walking is especially beneficial. And gentlemen, it wouldn't hurt you to take the time to go walking with your partner."
Good point. Yep.
The room went quiet. Finally, a bloke in the middle of the group raised his hand. "Yes," replied the instructor. "Is it all right if she carries a golf bag while we walk?"
You can't believe he said that.
Well, yes, I can.
Just finishing up, a bit of local footy news. Local footy news. Newry have announced Sean Gibson Long-time Newry player, went to Minman for, I suppose it was 4 or 5 years. He coached up there, got a flag up there, and he's came back to Newry 2 years ago, and he's actually, it'll be his third year back, and he's coaching him. So,
that's a good replacement for Henry Slattery, because Henry's a local bloke too, basically.
Yeah, he moved into the area.
And Gibbo, I guess, has been not only a very well-respected player there, except maybe for Kirk in the grand final the year before. No, we won't.
I'm not sure whether he's going to play. I don't know whether he's a playing coach or he's just going to coach.
How old would he be now?
He'd have to be mid-30s, I would say. Yeah.
He could be like you and drift around in a Ford Pocket.
Yeah, but I was umpiring.
Sorry, I'd forgotten.
Actually, I've got to apologise to our listeners. Away in Robe last week, holidaying, and had a couple bowls up there. And I met a chap that you knew up there.
You didn't, did you?
Yeah, well, you talked to him on the phone. Everywhere I go, somebody knows you.
Ellie Douglas.
That's how famous you are.
I don't know.
I didn't realise that.
Well,
I went all the way down there.
Someone actually famously knew me.
I couldn't believe it.
That would have shattered your day, wouldn't it?
I had two more beers after that.
A very nice man, actually, obviously.
Well, it's good to be back, Rick, again.
It is. It's
We're getting close to 100th.
It is. It's
getting close to 100th show. So,
well, it'd be a huge...
We'll have a special show.
We will.
Yep.
We will. And our dear friend Warren.
Yes.
I tell you what, I've got him all ready to go.
We're ready to go with him.
For our listeners, I don't know whether you recall, he's been in Melbourne and done a tour of the MCG, and he is all over it. He is going to be a very special guest because he's not afraid to tell us what he does, and... From what he's told me, it was a marvellous experience.
I have done it myself.
Oh, have you?
Probably 15 years ago, though, so it would have changed a bit.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. It is. It is fantastic. Yeah. But I'll let Warren tell us all about it.
We will. So I think that's about it for
now. I reckon we're done.
We're done. All right. Until next week, this is Rick.
This is Phil.